Okay, let's get started. So Hilchos Tshuva Mitzvah Sase Achas. It's one Mitzvah Sase. V'ushrashu v'acholte mechetu v'nei Hashem v'isvada. Right, the sinner has to repent from his sins before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and confess. Right, we'll see actually the actual breakdown of what the Rambam writes over here, whether it's all one big mitzvah or one of the two is the mitzvah and the other one is an accompanying factor. It's tshuva and vidui. So the Rambam opens up here in Halacha Aleph, kol mitzvah shebatera, ben ase ben lois ase. Any mitzvah in the Torah, be it a mitzvah sase, be it a mitzvah sase, im over adam ma'achas mehem, ben bezorim ben bishkoga, if a person transgresses one of them, be it on purpose, be it unintentionally. Kishiyase tshuva, when he does tshuva, v'yoshev mecheto, and he ceases to sin. Chayev lehisvadois lifnei HaKadosh HaKel Baruch Hu, he has to be misvada, he is obligated to be misvada before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheneemar ish o isha kiyasu. Right? V'isvadu es chatos she'osu Hashem zu vidu idvarim. I believe it's in the parsha of Asham Gzelos, after the... So over the Asham Gzelos, there is v'isvadu es chatosam, and that's the makor for vidu idvarim. Or any chet. Vidu is a mitzvah saseh. So the Lashon Rambam was kishe yase tshuva, when he will do tshuva, v'yoshuv mecheto. Right? Chayav l'isvah v'nei akel baruch hu. It doesn't say chayav l'asos tshuva. It's when he does tshuva, he is chayav to be misvada. And the Rambam, sure enough, confirms, as he brings the pasuk, the makor for vidui, vidui ze mitzvah aseh. So, it sounds like there's no mitzvah to do tshuva. When a person does tshuva, so then he's chayav to do vidui. The mitzvah saseh is vidui. This seems to be very much confirmed with the Lashon of the Sefer HaMitzvos. I say, Ayin Gimel. Hu shetzivanu lizvados al avonos v'achatoyim. There's a mitzvah, I say, to be mizvada on the sins that we do. Avonos is the intentional sins, the chatoyim, the unintentional sins. Shekhatoyim v'nei akel. V'loimar oisom im hachuva. So the mitzvah saseh is vidui, and you but just there's an accompanying condition. It should be said together with tshuva, meaning what we one thing an immediate halacha that we see in the Rambam right here right now, even before we go on any more analytically, right, is that vidui without tshuva is worthless. Right, that the that when he does tshuva, yes, please. When he does tshuva, the chiyuv of vidui kicks in. The way he qualified it in the Sefer Mitzvah says, you have a mitzvah aseh. The mitzvah aseh of vidui is lomar osam im tshuva, to say it with tshuva. As of a person is misvada, because that is the nusach that we say on Yom Kippur, or he participates in slichas. Right? It's garnished. It's nothing. Right, because the chiyuv of vidui, the mitzvah, is only chal under the conditions that he is doing tshuva. Or it has to be said with the accompanying condition of tshuva. So it comes out an interesting halacha. Right, that if a person is misvada because mitzvah sanashim lumada, he goes to shul on Yom Kippur, but he's totally unpenitent. Right? Hashem knew and it was awesome. But God knew and it was a blast. Gazal knew and it was great. Right? But after the end, after the Shema, the Kabbalah Zohar, Malch Shema, the Shofar, he feels regret, and he wants to change his ways. Now he's chayav to do vidui. That's when the mitzvah say vidui kicks in. The mitzvah say a vidui is triggered when a person is doing tshuva. So when doing tshuva, chayav l'zvaz v'nei hakel baruch hu, and vidui without tshuva is garnished. It's mamish nothing, as he says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, lomar oisam im tshuva. And yesh ladun, whether there are the rishonim that hold otherwise, that vidui might be something, worth something even without being tshuva, without having actively committed to changing your ways. Right? But we want to contrast this right now with the lashon of the Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. On the pasuk ki ha-mitzvah hazosh asher nochi mitzavacha hayom, that, you know, the Lashon of Chazal Kayadua Darshi on the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Kikarv lecha b'davramo b'ficho b'vavcha la'asoysoy. Right, so the Tam ki ha-mitzvah zos al kol ha-Torah kula. So, you know, the Ramban says you go to learn it, even that's talking about kol ha-Torah kula. Mitzvah is in, you know, sometimes the Torah will call all many things b'lashon yachid, means all taryag mitzvahs. V'ha-nochon ki al kol ha-Torah ye-omer kol ha-mitzvah sh'anochi mitzav chayav. Now, if mitzvah would have been, like alluding to all taryag mitzvah, would have said kol ha-mitzvah. So that's not the poshup shot. Avon mitzvah azois ala tshuva niskeres, but ki a mitzvah azois is tshuva that was referred to earlier in the pasuk. Veshafta Hashem el kecha veshamato kolo, right? That the psukim you know prophesies that when the tzaras come to us later in history, we are going to do cheshbon hanefesh and we're going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to that referring to tshuva. Tshuva is called the mitzvah. Ki vashvos vecha veshafta Hashem el kecha mitzvah. Sheyitzave oisanu lasos kain. We are commanded to do tshuva. V'nemar b'loshan b'noi, but it said that ki mitzvah zos is said in a. It's referring to v'shafta Hashem Elokecha. Was said b'loshan b'noni. It, you know, it could be read as a tzivui or it could be read as a prophecy. V'shafta Hashem Elokecha. Lirmos b'haftacha ki osir davar lios kain. Because it's both. It's both the mitzvah. V'shavta Hashem Elokecha, Lashon Tzivui, but it's also prophesizing that indeed Am Yisrael is osid la'asos tshuva. V'atam le'mar kimi yidacha b'tzei ha'shamayim v'ata b'yad ha'amim tuchol loshuv el Hashem v'lasa k'chol asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. You know, no matter where you fall to, you'll be able to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, as I command you today. Ke'en ha'davar nifa rochuk mimcha aval kor b'lecha m'oid la'asoso b'chol eis u'b'chol makom. Tam beficho b'vavcho la'asoso, and that's what the pasuk ends off. You know, Karv lecha dorav beficho b'vavcho la'asoso. What's beficho b'vavcho? She is vado es avona ves avona avos avosehem b'pihem beficho es vidui v'yashuvu b'libam el Hashem v'kabalem hayom atera la'asoso l'doros. And you know, Vavcha is the commitment in the heart to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to uphold the Torah for the rest of the generations. Kasher Pirashti. So the Ramban, like many other Rishonim, you know, he's not the only one. There are many other Rishonim say it's a mitzvah saseh to do tshuva, and they reverse it. They make vidui a subsection, a form of kiyum. Of tshuva, but the mitzvah is tshuva. The opposite of the Rambam, it says the mitzvah is vidui, right? But the mitzvah is only activated when you are doing tshuva. A person is not doing tshuva, has no chiyuv vidui because he's not doing tshuva. Right? But the mitzvah is vidui. The Ramban, as I brought the Ramban's example of other Rishonim, have made tshuva a mitzvah saseh, right? Whether vidui will be a separate mitzvah say or part of the mitzvah saseh of tshuva, about kopanim, tshuva is a mitzvah saseh. So that's an amazing thing to think about. How could it be that, you know, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to do tshuva? And that's the way he wrote, kishayasa tshuva v'yashma, when he does tshuva, right, whenever he will do tshuva, so then chayav livaz v'nei akev, whenever you'll get around to it, when it ever it happens, so then upon doing tshuva, kicks in a chiyav vidui. There's no chiyuv. What?
Almost all the Mefarshim try to wiggle out that the Rambam doesn't mean that. Mincha Senech that says that. They all try to say, nah, okay. He's saying tshuva is a mitzvah, and it's not true.
We quote from the Sefer on mitzvahs, the mitzvah says vidui. But lomar sami matshuva, that the tshuva, you know, activates that chiyuv. All right, so the truth is, you know, there's clearly two different things over here in the Rambam's way of thinking. There's tshuva and vidui. When doing tshuva, then chayav lizvad lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sets up the circumstances that the mitzvah of vidui kicks in. You know, mashal ma davar doma, right? You don't have a chiyuv to make a maka around your roof till you buy a house that needs that now needs a maka around the roof, and you don't have to do pinyan ben until you have a son, right? You don't have to do vidui until you're doing tshuva. Those circumstances cause the obligation of the mitzvah saseh of vidui to set in. So the thing is, you know, what is tshuva? If tshuva and vidui are not synonymous, right, they overlap, right? They are related, but they are not one and the same. Right? So what is tshuva as opposed to vidui? So this, the Rambam qualified this in Parak Sheni. Right? So after in Parak Sheni, even after Halacha, he introduces the idea of tshuva gemura. Right, a person duplicate would, if the situation would have been duplicated, he's not over. Right, so that's called tshuva gemura. They finally gets around to qualifying what tshuva is. Umaya tshuva is Parak Sheni Halacha Beis. Umaya tshuva. What's tshuva? What's tshuva? Who sheyazov achote cheto? You have to cease sinning. V'yasiro mimachshavto, and you have to get it out of your mind. You shouldn't be preoccupied with it either. You shouldn't have your mind on it. V'igmor b'libo shlo yaseo, then you should be committed to never doing it again. Shenemar yazov rosha darko. The rosha abandons his evil doing. V'chen yisnachem al sha'avar. You have to regret on what you transgressed. Shenemar ki achrei shuvi nichamti. After I've come back, I regret. And a kosher who knows what's hidden, you know, will attest that he'll never go back to his chet forever. We'll talk about what that means when we get to it. You know, how that's, you know, how could you always have free will? What does that mean? A kosher will attest you'll never go back to it. I have my own pshat on that. All right, but I'll call upon him, you know, just to finish off the halacha. Right, you have to confess with your lips, and you should express all these things that you've committed to in the heart. Tzorech in the Rambam is not synonymous with chayev. It means there's a halacha azah, but it's not ma'akev. You know, the ikar tshuva is what. So what is tshuva? What did the Rambam say? It's to cease sinning, to be committed to never go back to it, and to regret it. You know, these are the three things. That is tshuva. So, you know, as the Avoras HaMelech and other Achronim have pointed out, let's think about that for a second. Right? Do you need a special mitzvah saseh to mandate that? Right? You know, yala al adas, that because you transgressed once or twice, you could transgress forever? You know, Avarer Shon Bahutrolo is, you know, Hutrolo Salkadaita. Not so keheter, right? The same avera that you were over on, you know, that tzivui hamakom that you were over on, you know, demands that, you know, it didn't disappear, right? You're not allowed to do it again. Well, you can't repeat your offense just because you did it once, right? The tzivui that you were over on, you know, is still in effect and mandates that you stop and not do it again, right? You can't do it again, mitzad. The etzem tzivui that you were over on, it didn't disappear, right? And because this tzivui is, you know, dvar hamokom, dvar hamelech, you know, it is a self evident moral imperative that you ought to be most embarrassed and regretful that you transgressed the word of the king. Right? So to cease sinning and to be sorry about it and to never do it again does not require a new mitzvah to be mechayev you with that, right? You're the etzem avera that you did, you know, demands, right, that you never do it again, and you should most definitely be regretful of it. Right? So it comes out, you know, where the Rambam's coming from is very, very clear, right? There can't be such a thing as a separate mitzvah to do tshuva. It would be levatol. It would be commanding you to do something which you're already mitzvah v'oimed to do. Because any mitzvah, if you were mevatel mitzvah saseh, the chiyuv of the aseh doesn't disappear. If you miss kriyas shma bezmana once, that lo yala das, that you can miss it again. The chiyuv of saying kriyas shma bezmana is there perpetually, as mechayev you to never do it again. If you did it once, you shouldn't do it a second time. And the very fact that you annulled God's word is a self-evident moral imperative that you should be most ashamed and embarrassed that you were over al dvar hamelech. You don't need a separate tzivui, a new tzivui to be mechayev of this. Your mitzvah va'oimed from the etzem avera that you did, just mashiyesh lachkor, and we're going to come to this later, whether this is what's like a, this is not going to be its own mitzvah because it's built into all the mitzvahs, or you could look at it in a different way, that's what's called, the Rambam refers to in the Shorash Ravi of his 14 Shorashim that he has in the Akdama to say for mitzvahs, as a mitzvah shekolelis kol tarakula, like kedoshim tiyu, says the Rambam, you won't count as a mitzvah say. Anche kodesh tiyuli, I mean, a mitzvah, be from, it cannot be counted as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. if the Torah is just, you know, telling you, well, be a law keeper, it doesn't warrant to be counted as a separate mitzvah saseh. So it's
off topic. Why does he count the halacha b'drachah as a mitzvah? Why isn't that like kedushin to you?
Because he learns it on Tikkun Amidas. Because he learns it on Tikkun Amidas. You have to mahu rachum afatar rachum. So it's mechayev something. The big kasha is, you know, why is he mechayev? Why is he counted love the b'chol levavchem? You know, as a mitzvah say. So he answered that. He raises that question. I say five. It says because it's mechayev something specific tefillah. So once it's mechayev something new, it warrants counting. But it's like to uphold the law. Any pasuk to uphold the law, you must be careful. Shmartim es mitzvayisai is not going to be counted as a mitzvah saseh if all it's saying is keep the law. Right? So I mean, madati noita, you know, that the mitzvah saseh of tshuva is not, it's not a mitzvah saseh bifnei atzmo. It's like one of those mitzvahs that are kola kola torah kula. You have to uphold the law. Being in upholding the law is nichlal, that if you violated the law, don't violate it again. Right? And it's a self, like I said, self-evident moral imperative that, you know, that you should be embarrassed and most regretful that you were over al dvar ha-melech. You don't need a separate mitzvah saseh to be mechayev it. So what's new? Vidui is new. So what's new is vidui. Right? So that's okay. So it's, that's the mitzvah saseh because it's mechayev something new that you weren't chayev before to confess. That's the chiddush. So that warrant says it's that needs its own mitzvah because, you know, where do you know vidui from? It's not built into anything. So mitzvah saseh is vidui, right? But tshuva is not a mitzvah saseh. So of course kishiyase tshuva v'yoshev mecheto chayav var, kishiyase tshuva doesn't mean it's optional, right? It means whenever. You know, obviously your mitzvah va'omet to do tshuva perpetually, just like your mitzvah va'omet just to observe the Torah. To keep mitzvahs perpetually, but not everyone just, you know, does it. But kishiyase tshuva means when this guy will finally get his act together and do it. Not to say that it's optional. It's not optional. It just means when he will do it, whenever he will finally be committed to uphold the law and cease to violate it, right? Then the chiyuv vidui kicks in. And the chiyuv vidui is its own mitzvah saseh because it's something new. Right? So now the ball's in the court of the Ramban and those other Rishonim. That, you know, count tshuva as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because this svara is so clear, ironclad svara, that tshuva cannot be its own mitzvah because it would be for naught. It's not mechayev anything new. So I was thinking like this, right? That b'med dvar mamurim. What the Rambam described, you know, over here in Perek Sheni, Alocha Beis, as being tshuva, that, you know, you're never going to do it again, right? And you're most ashamed, right, and regretful that you did it. That's describing what we call tshuva meira. Right? You know, tshuva meira is not just. Right, that you're afraid of the punishment and the penalty. It could also be that you are so totally embarrassed, you know, of having done wrong, which is what the Ramchal calls the Mesir Shoyim, something called not just Yiras Hara, it's called Yirat Chet. Yirat Chet. You're totally embarrassed and ashamed that you're in the wrong, that you're in violation. Right? But either way, we're talking about describing that the person realizes he's done wrong, and he goes back on the straight and narrow. But there's another type of tshuva. It's called tshuva me'ahava. Right? That tshuva me'ahava is not, you know, even though sometimes it comes in response that in the past you did a chet and now you want to do tshuva, but you're not just going back to getting back in line. Getting back in line to keep, you know, the law and order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mandated, you want to get even closer. Right, the nafka mina, you know, between tshuva meir and tshuva me'ava, is that, you know, if a person just wants to starken up, like what the Gemara Chazal tell us, lomad daf echad yomad shnei dafim, you know, increase his learning and increase that Chazal talk about that in terms of being one of the darkei hatshuva, right? That, you know, that tshuva is also to tighten your intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Tshuva me'ava does not have to be in response to chet. Anyone who just wants to get more spiritual, even though he has technically been a shomer mitzvah. He wants to get, you know, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve him, you know, on a higher level. That's called tshuva me'ava. Right? It's, there's a famous story attributed to Rav Sadia Gaon that he used to do tshuva every day. And, so his talmidim once asked him, you know, we were with you all day yesterday. You know, lo zaza yadeinu miyadecha. You know, you were in the base medrash all day long. What chet did you do? So he told him the story like this, that once he was traveling incognito. And he came to an inn in the middle of the night and knocked on the door, and the innkeeper said, "You're waking me up. No, you sleep on the street tonight. Beg, listen, it's cold outside. So, all right, you come in, you know, but I want double the fee, and you're sleeping there, you know, sleeping, you know, under the desk over there. I'm not opening up a room right now because I might wake someone up. You know, I was treated him the bizoyen guddle. Right? Yeah, but daybreak, and the staff of the inn start, you know, coming to work, and one of them recognizes Rav Sadia Gaon. And, you know, the word goes out in town, Rav Sadia Gaon came to town. And it was impromptu, a whole Kabbalah's Purim is arranged, you know, and the massive procession. He walks into the inn. Timachav Rav Sadia Gaon, and the innkeeper so full of busha. This is the way he realizes, you know, who Rav Sadia Gaon is and how he treated him, mamish lo lefi kvoida. So Rav Sadia Gaon says, "I'm like that innkeeper, because every single day, my hasagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu grow more and more, right? And I'm more appreciative of how great he is, and I'm so embarrassed of how I served him yesterday, because I realize his godless more and more every day. I'm pashut embarrassed of the way I served him yesterday, even though yesterday was to the best of my knowledge, right? But I'm ashamed of myself because I'm constantly growing, right? And therefore, I feel tshuva because I didn't serve him lefi gadluso the way I realize it today." That's tshuva me'ava. That's tshuva me'ava. Always getting closer, and a certain sense of regret that why wasn't I closer yesterday? Right? So that's something new. Right? To go back to being a law observant person, right? That's tshuva me'ira, and that does not require a new mitzvah saseh. But that you are moisif kurva, right? That you're adding, you know, getting closer and more intimate with HaKadosh, not just going back to being within the boundaries of the law, that's taka moisif, and that could be a mitzvah saseh. And after I said that al das atzmi, I saw I was mechaven to the Sefer Ikrim of Yosef Albo in the Ma'amar Ravi. I don't have the Sefer in front of me. I don't think there's one in the library over here. And Brother Logadai, he talks about the mitzvah of tshuva. He quotes this Ramban. And he says, v'chol, and he adds more chazan, but basis this Ramban, he quotes it verbatim and adds more chazan, begoidol ma'ala sa'tshuva, it's magasa kisei ha'kovin, all these tremendous things. He says, kol ze b'tshuva me'ava. The Mamash learns that way in the Ramban, that when the Ramban said, tshuva is a mitzvah saseh, it's talking about tshuva me'ava, not tshuva me'ira. Tshuva me'ira doesn't require a mitzvah. It's built into the very obligation that every yid has to uphold the law. So if you have to uphold the law, so if you violate the law, you have to go back to upholding the law. Right? Tshuva me'ava could be a new mitzvah saseh. It could be a new mitzvah saseh. Right? Because it's talking about adding intimacy. Right? Not just upholding the law. Adding closeness, adding diktuk and mitzvahs. Right? And that's like I said, the Baal Sefer Ikrim understood that that's the day of the Ramban. That's what the Ramban meant. And Baruch Shekivanti. Right? So if Karen, you know, right? Hadra Kushal, you know, to the Tzad of the Rambam. So where is Tshuva Me'ahava in the writings of the Rambam? Right? It's there. It's, you know, one of the mysteries of Hilchos Tshuva. I don't know how much we'll get done until the series ends. Right, is that most of Hilchos Tshuva is not about tshuva. There's a lot of extraneous topics in Hilchos Tshuva, seemingly. Bechira, right? You know, that there's free will in Perek Hay and Vav. Right? That, you know, and after that, you know, Perek Ches talking about that the tachas of all mitzvahs is olam haba. Parak test, so what's Vasafta de Ganecha, Venasati Gishmechem Beitam, you know, what's Mashiach for? That's Parak test. What's Parak Asiri? Parak Yud of Hilchos Tshuva is all about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishma. He was Kovein Hilchos Tshuva. You should do it out of love. That the Rambam's Hagdora of Avoda Lishma is Me'ahava. Ha'oive Me'ahava is the Osemis Mipneshu Emes, the Sofatova Lova Biglot. It's interesting. That the chiyuv to learn Torah and do mitzvahs lishma is not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. I'm going to bet anyone here, you won't find it anywhere in Hilchos Talmud Torah. What you'll find in Hilchos Talmud Torah is that it's also to take money for learning. That you'll find. But that's it. You know, the iser that, you know, it has to be mani b'chinam, you have to learn Torah, not charge for learning and not, you know, charge for teaching. Right? That you'll find, but that you have to do it lishma, just out of, you know, that the Rambam was kobed and Hilchos Tshuva. It's very interesting. Right, the whole yesod, do mitzvahs lishma, the Rambam's kovei and hochus tshuva. It's nowhere else in the Yad HaChazakah. Right? His Rambam's alluding to tshuva me'ava. He's alluding to tshuva me'ava. Now, it's in hochus tshuva. That's right. To be oved lishma, which is la'avod me'ava kamalas Avram Avinu, shenikra Avram Oavi, he put in hochus tshuva. So that's why, you know, because the Rambam is totally aware of the, that's called tshuva me'ava. So it's a very interesting, you know, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on the Mishnah. Yofesh sha'achas shel tshuva u'masim tovim bo'olam hazeh mikoch
el haba. The Rambam talks about tshuva me'av in these prokem, but he doesn't classify it as a chiyuv.
That's right.
It's a milah.
Right, and I'm going to explain that. You know, the Rambam in his sheet of how he divides
Rambam,
a mitzvah.
Saying we'll classify it as a mitzvah, as a chiyuv.
Absolutely.
To reach that level.
That's right. So it's like, where is the tshuva? That was a very interesting Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. On this Mishnah of Yofesh Shachas B'tshuva U'masin Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh Mikochai Olam Haba. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says, you know, tshuva is limud haTorah. U'masin Tovim, you know, it's mitzvahs. Right? Right, because you know, you can't do that in the next world. That's an opportunity. So he touched tshuva, you know, as he's touching the Mishnah, he touched tshuva as limud haTorah. So right there. Ha'esek b'chochma v'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. Right? It's like, you know, so esek haTorah mantchar shmei. Right? You know, it's like Ram, you know, it's like, you know, tshuva, he touched his Torah. But this is what the Rambam's talking about. He's talking about tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava doesn't mean tshuva. Doesn't mean that, according to Rambam's understanding, you know, is that as in repentance from sin. Tshuva in that Mishnah means getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's through Talmud Torah and mitzvahs, right? And this is like that Chazal that we mentioned before, right? That the you know, that Loma Daf Echad Yomad Shnei Dapim. That one of the Darkei Tshuva is to increase your Talmud Torah. It's talking about getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That this crosses over with something that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that he doesn't write in the Yad HaChazaka. You know, the Rambam talked about the halachas of reaching Ahavas Hashem, in the second parak of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. And everyone knows the famous Rambam, look at nature, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, Bria, and Miyad Hu Oyev Hu Mis'ave Leidas Hashem HaGodol. Right? For some reason, you know, but I guess he left it for Hilchos Tshuva. That's where he supplements it. That's right. You know, in Hilchos Tshuva, he left a prat. You know, he left a prat over for Hilchos Tshuva. Something that he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. On the Mitzvah of Ava, Mitzvah Saseh Gimel. Listen to Lashon HaRambam. Hu shetzivonu bava so yekel yisaleh. Right? You should love God. Right?
Where is that?
It's the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Saseh Gimel. The mitzvah to love God. You know, we should think about and contemplate mitzvahs of his mitzvahs, ma'amor of what he says. Me'etz halacha, ma'amor of his Tanakh, right? Upulosav and what he does. So that's nature, right? Or chokhmas ha-kabbalah, hashgacha. Achin nasigehu, until we know God. V'nehene basagoso betachsana, we should enjoy. You have to have a, you know him in a way you have geshmak, right? Vizosi ava mechuyeves, right? That's the ava that we're mechuyev to have, right? You know, I'm saying before over here, you know, the geshmak, right? The geshmak that you have from learning, Gishmak from learning is Ahavas Hashem. Black and white in the Rambam. I mean, those who say that Kilu Gishmak from learning is Torah Shelo Lishmot, Shtuyot, right? Gishmak from learning is a kiyum of Vatas Hashem Elokecha, and he goes on to say, "Loshin Asifri Avishem Rashi Elokecha in Yodeh Ketzad Oyves Amokom Talmud Loimar Vayu Advarim Aile Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Avecha Alev Avecha." What I command you should be on your heart. It's Talmud Torah. Shemitoch Kach Ata Makir Misha Omar Vahaya Olam. Through Talmud Torah, you know God. Hine Hidbi'anu L'Choshayid by his bonus Tal Biarcha Asaga. With when you contemplate Torah, you're gonna know God. You have hasogis. V'tagia hana, and you're gonna have gishmak. V'tavo aava behechrak. When you have a gishmak from learning, you will feel avas Hashem. You know, the gishmak from Torah is, you know, you love God that gave you such a Torah. It was megalms of such a Torah. And he goes on and brings, you know, Talmud Torah has, aside from being a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the gishmak from Talmud Torah brings you lidei avas Hashem. Right? It's a kiyum of the mitzvah v'avtas Hashem Elokecha. Right? Tshuva me'ahava does not need to be its own mitzvah. Right? It's nichla on the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Right? When you do mitzvahs lishma, when you learn Torah lishma, right? You are coming lidei ava. Tshuva me'ava is nichlal in the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Right? It doesn't. It's you know, avas Hashem. Besides from its own chiyuv, right? It overlaps with all the other mitzvahs. It has an aspect that overlaps with all the mitzvahs. That whenever you do a mitzvah out of love of God, that's also a kiyum of ava. Aside from the kiyum of that mitzvah. But it's all it's a extension of the mitzvah of avas Hashem. It has a particular. It has a particular expression when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah gives the most gishmak, and therefore that gishmak from learning is avas Hashem. That feeling of pleasure is a kiyum of avas Hashem. So this is just the Avnei Nezer in his Hakdamah to the Eglei Tal speaks about this, that the gishmak in learning is a part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not to think chas shom that it's gishmak, it's Torah shelo lishma. The gishmak of, you know, pilpul and amkus and whatever makes you move, you know, that is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but like the Ram comes over, that's part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That's where Talmud Torah and Avas Hashem overlap. And in that overlap that there is between Talmud Torah and Avas Hashem, that overlap is called tshuva me'ava. And that's what the Rambam meant in the Pirush HaShas. Tshuva, he meant halimud, right? And ma'asim tovim, you know, tshuva ma'asim, doing the mitzvahs. But you do it me'ava, that's called tshuva me'ava, but doesn't need to be its own mitzvah. Right? It's nichlal in the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Tshuva me'ava is a kiyum of the mitzvah of avas Hashem. But the Ramban kayadua, you know, he was sometimes, what the Rambam makes one mitzvah, he's mechalik lefi every, sometimes, you know, in his minyan on mitzvahs, different kiyumim of the same principle he makes into separate mitzvahs. All right, this is what we want to explain tonight.